Well, he's one of the heroes of this country. So why is he all dressed up like them old men? He's drinking beer and playing moon 42, like a desperado waiting for a train.
Good morning, sweet, beautiful Texas. Man, it doesn't get much better than that. Some classic Guy Clark to get the weekend going. Desperado's Waiting for a Train is the name of that one. One of my all-time favorites. I'm Cable Smith, by the way, welcoming each and every one of you to the Cabela's Lone Star Outdoor Show presented by Hoff Power Polaris and Chevy Silverado. Loved or hated, but never ignored. We do it every weekend, and I certainly appreciate you letting me ride shotgun with you on this lovely Texas morning. Man, oh man, we've got a great show lined up today. We kick it off by talking big bass with one of bass fishing's biggest personalities when the great Ish Monroe drops in. He's currently fourth in the Elite Series Angler of the Year standing, so we're looking forward to visiting with Ish. Then a very special in-studio guest when our good friend and hunting buddy and one of the best honky-tonkers going right now, the great Zane Williams, drops by. We'll talk about our predator hunt from this past week, and Zane will bring his guitar with him, so I'm sure we'll get to hear a couple brand spanking new tunes off of the new record, Overnight Success. Then we wrap things up by discussing an upcoming bass fishing tournament that will benefit the families of our Texas brothers and sisters killed in the chemical explosion that rocked the small town of West back on April 17th. 14 lives were lost that day, so... Anyway, the Salina Bass Club president, Mark Roundy, will be here to give us all the details on this very necessary benefit tournament. So it's going to be a great show. I'm certainly pumped about it. It's going to be entertaining. I guarantee you that. Hey, real quick, a couple things to mention. For folks in the North Texas area, the Plano chapter of Ducks Unlimited is having their annual banquet Thursday, May 23rd. There are tons of great live and silent auction items. As always, your drinks and dinner are included in the price of the ticket, and you can call Cody Peterson at 972-509-2901 for more information. Also, don't forget about our Photo of the Month contest. This month's prize, a 50-quart Brute Box cooler from Brute Outdoors, customized with the Texas State flag and our Lone Star Outdoors Show logo on the top. It's a special edition cooler. We've had over 100 photos already sent in this month, so keep sending those bad boys to Cable at LoneStarOutdoorsShow.com for your chance to win this great cooler from Brute Outdoors. And of course, I want to remind you that our 12 monthly winners from 2013 will compete in our Photo of the Year contest, with a winner accompanying me on a trophy exotic buck / spring turkey hunt at Coons Canyon Ranch next spring. So a heck of a deal there. Send in those photos to Cable at LoneStarOutdoorsShow.com. One other thing to mention here, if you ever miss a show, don't worry about it. They are available for free on iTunes. You can take them with you in your truck, maybe listen to them on the way to the lake or the lease. So I just wanted y'all to be aware of that. Let's knock out a quick break. When we come back, we're talking big bass with Elite Series Pro Ish Monroe, only on the Cabela's Lone Star Outdoor Show.
Every time I'm away from you, feels like a sin. Till I pass the Rio or drive around the Big Bend. Seagulls are high in the sky. Every time I think of you, you're mine. I look at my footprints in the sand next to the Rio.
Frisco Gun Club is a one-of-a-kind facility offering a luxury gun range, club, and retail pro shop, selling firearms, ammo, accessories, and apparel. With 36 handgun lanes and 4 rifle lanes, it's the largest indoor range in the country. Gunsmiths are on-site in CHL, and safety training classes are available. Frisco Gun Club is open to the public and has a variety of annual memberships from entry-level to private VIP club, complete with full bar, cigar room, and upscale dining. Call 855-FRISCO-CLUB, that's 855-FRISCO-CLUB, or visit friscogun.com. Opening summer 2013.
Need to buy a trailer? Well, Big Tex Trailers is DFW's number one source for trailers. In addition to utility trailers, we have the largest selection of cargos anywhere. CM Cargos, Wells Cargos, Hallmark, Cargo Craft, and Pace. You want it, we got it. Come and get it. Call 972-501-0200 or go to BigTexDFW.com. That's Big Tex Trailers, tough as a Texas Longhorn.
Did you know there's a bank that will pay you to be its customer? That's right. Lone Star Ag Credit is a cooperative and, since it's owned by its stockholders, pays millions in dividends each year. That's free money to every borrower. Lone Star Ag Credit serves people all over Northeast Texas, assuring you competitive interest rates on real estate loans, rural home loans, livestock and farm and ranch loans. Contact Lone Star Ag Credit today at 800-530-1252 or on the web at LoneStarAgCredit.com. Equal housing lender.
Hey y'all, Cable Smith here for Tioga Retrievers. As bird hunters, we expect the most out of our gun dogs. And that's why I sent my sweet girl Belle to Angie and Tim Becker at Tioga Retrievers. Not only were her manners and obedience spot on in the blind and in the field, but Belle picked up over 200 birds in her first season. So whether you want a well-rounded hunting dog or just a well-mannered companion for the home, Tioga Retrievers has you covered. Located in Aubrey, Texas, visit TiogaRetrievers.com. That's T-I-O-G-A Retrievers.com.
Coons Canyon Ranch in Rock Springs, Texas specializes in exotics such as axis deer and black buck. Coons Canyon offers quality animals at a price the working man can afford. Right now, save 10% on any package of multiple animals. Military personnel, police, and firefighters also get 10% off. Lodging is available upon request, as are other exotic species. Visit CoonsCanyonRanch.com for your next exotic trophy hunt. That's CoonsCanyonRanch.com.
Chevy Silverado is the most dependable, longest-lasting, full-size pickup on the road, and that's just what you'd expect from your truck, the Chevy Silverado. From worksite to home front, dependability, based on longevity, 1981 through July 2012, full-size pickup registrations.
Howdy Outdoors fans, Michael Curvey, Internet Manager at Graff Chevrolet. We're proud to be the official dealership of the Lone Star Radio Show. We have a large selection of new Chevys starting at just $12,999. Lowest overhead means lowest price in North Texas. We'll beat any price on a new Chevy guaranteed. Drive a little, save a lot, Chevys are cheaper in Grand Prairie. Call 800-560-3518 or shop online 24-7 at GraffChevrolet.com. Graff Chevrolet, serving Texas outdoors fans since 1952. Chevy runs deep.
All right, this is Phil Robertson, better known as the Duck Commander. This is the Lone Star Outdoor Show.
The granddad's dead and with the Zebco, they bought $10 lures, they don't even get them.
All right, a little Rodney Parker bringing us back on the Cabela's Lone Star Outdoor Show, powered by Hop Power Polaris and Chevy Silverado. 10-pound test is the name of that one. Great tune there. I'm Cable Smith, by the way. Thank you so much for tuning in today. We are about to talk some bass fishing with one of the sport's larger-than-life personalities here in just a second. But first, this segment is proudly brought to you by Lone Star Light, the national beer of Texas and the official beer of our show. So the next time you and your buddies head out to the lake, be sure that your brute box is loaded up with ice-cold Lone Star Light, my favorite way to celebrate tight lines and full stringers. Well, what do y'all say we welcome our first guest this morning? He's one of the Elite Series' most popular anglers and has four career Elite Series victories. He's currently enjoying his best overall season to date. Ish Monroe, thank you for dropping in.
Glad to be here.
Well, it's certainly my pleasure, and Ish, let's go ahead and get right down to it. Through five tournaments this year, you're having your best season by far. You're sitting pretty in fourth place in the Angler of the Year standings. So what has been the biggest key to your hot start here in 2013?
You know, it's funny as people have been talking to me about it, and I've actually looked at it as, you know, I could be doing better. You know, I think I'm my own worst critic, and I think about, you know, the 10-pounder that I had in my hands at Falcon. I think about the 4-pounder that I had right to the boat at West Point. And I think about the decisions that I made at, you know, Bull Shoals. And I go to myself, you should be leading Angler of the Year. That's what I keep telling myself right now.
Right on. So never satisfied. It's always a desire
never
to
satisfied.
Do a little bit better. Well, you had another strong showing in Alabama last weekend on the elite tournament that was down there on the Alabama River. I believe you finished in the top 20.
Yeah.
How did that fishery end up fishing?
You know, it ended up being, you know, flooded waters, and, you know, when anytime you got flood and lots of water, it always puts, you know, a flip bite going. And when it's time to flip, I'm definitely going to catch them. But the funny part about it is on day three, I made a change from flipping and started cranking and culled out everything I had flipping.
Wow. Well, hey, Ish, I know that you're native of California, but traditionally you fish very well in the southern part of the country with two wins in Texas. You've got another one in Florida throughout your career. Why do you think that is?
Well, I mean, I think I just do well everywhere. You know, I've won in California, I've won in Texas, I've won in Florida, I've won in New York. Mm-hmm. So it's not just, you know, being in the southern part of the country. It's just a lot of things have to do with, you know, my mental attitude right now about fishing and the thought process of going out there and having fun and remember that we're fishing and, you know, and not getting all stressed out about it and just, you know, enjoying it.
Right. And whether it's on Major League Fishing or watching an Elite Series event or, you know, even the Bassmaster Classic, you're kind of a high stress level, high energy type of angler who really seems to live and breathe every cast.
I wouldn't call it stressful. I would call it intensity. You know, mm-hmm. I'm very intense in my fishing. I when I make a cast, I'm making the right cast. When I'm setting the hook, I feel like I'm setting the hook to the best of my ability. It's the intensity that I've portrayed in the fishing, you know, is what kind of, you know, I think makes me excel, you know, in tournaments. But it's also the fact is that I do let my emotions take over and, you know, what I feel I do. You know, it's kind of like we were at Falcon and I told Fletcher Shyrock, I said, if you feel it, fish it. And, you know, when you feel it, you fish it, things happen.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Well, Ish, going back to the Alabama River Challenge, last weekend's Elite Series event, were you still seeing bass on their beds?
They were pretty much into that post-spawn pattern, but there were some fish. You know, some of the spots were still bedding.
Okay, and like you said, if the pattern's flipping, you're going to catch them. So does locating bass still on their beds play into that strength?
Yeah, it does. It does. But the thing is I've learned to excel myself in everything that I do. You know, I had a top 10 last year, you know, at Lake Michigan with a spinning rod in my hand. You know, I've had top 10s with a square bill crankbait in my hand. I've had top 10s with topwater. So it's kind of like one of those deals where I think I'm just at a point in my career that I fish comfortably with everything that I'm doing.
Well, it certainly shows, Ish. I mean, like we said, you're sitting in fourth place right now in the Angler of the Year standings, enjoying your best overall season. But going back to that post-spawn pattern, maybe you can give us a tip here. What geographical features or other signs do you look towards when trying to figure out where fish are going to be holding in that post-spawn pattern?
Well, a lot of the factors have to play with water level. You know, if the water's high, those post-spawn fish are still going to stay shallow and you'll be able to catch them on a frog, which is something I really like to do. But if the, you know, the post-spawn and the water's not that shallow, I mean, there's not a lot of flooded cover, the fish are going to move out to deeper to the ledges, and that's where the crankbaits and the football head jigs and the spoons come into play. And so those are the kind of things is you have to look at what the conditions are, and once again, like I say, if you feel it, fish it.
Uh-huh, uh-huh. And now, is your favorite bait still a plastic worm?
Where'd you get that?
I saw that on your website.
That's not my favorite bait. Gosh, I'm probably the world's fastest worm fisherman next to Kevin Van Dam. I'm a frog and a flipping guy. I mean, those are the two things that I really, really excel at. But like I said, once again, I can do it all.
Uh-huh. It could have been on the Bassmaster page. Maybe they had it wrong. But well, hey, going back to Major League Fishing, it's a really cool format, a great show on Outdoor Channel. What has it been like to be a part of that experience and that project?
You know, Major League Fishing is awesome. Major League Fishing is the true emotion of fishing. I mean, you get it when the guy loses one or misses one, and you get the reality of him dropping an F-bomb on camera.
You'd never do that.
No, never. It's true reality TV on the fishing side. But what it has done for me is the time format has made me excel in the regular tournaments, which I think has helped my fishing as well. You know, I used to before freak out when I had 2 hours left of fishing time and I didn't have a limit in the boat. Well, now when I think about Major League Fishing, I've caught limits in those 2 hours. So I go, oh, okay, well, I've got 2 hours of fish. That's plenty of time to catch one, coal one. I mean, prime example with Alabama River, I had about 9 pounds in the boat, and I had 2 hours left of fishing time, and I'm like, need to make a change, and I make a change, and I pull out a crankbait, and I go out there, and I catch 15 and some change and call out everything that I had in those 2 hours. So Major League Fishing has helped me to excel, you know, from the time management side of it as well.
Right on, right on. Well, you know, I have noticed in just watching, because I, you know, I do DVR it every week, those penalties, they really can get you riled up.
Yeah, the penalties do. I mean, when you land a fish and he hits the carpet and you got 2 minutes to sit down, or you break one off, and, you know, those are the kind of things that you just sit there and you go, God, I mean, 2 minutes is an eternity.
Yeah. Well, yeah, because, you know, your competitors are out there, you know, they're landing fish and you're sitting there, nothing you can do.
Right.
Well, some other cool stuff. Just real quick to plug Bass University. You're an instructor, I believe Mike Iaconelli is also part of that deal.
Yep, Pete Lusick, Mike Iaconelli, you know, those two guys, they are the co-founders of it, and it's a great program. And, you know, you get the true, like, teaching student perform, you know. I mean, I actually have sat in and listened to George Cochran, and I've listened to Davey Hyatt, and I've listened to Brent Ayler. I had to listen to these guys, and it's funny because George gets up there and goes, I'm retired now, so I'm giving you guys everything. So you get a full experience of, you know, a great teaching and learning experience from these guys because they give it to you all.
And for anyone that's not familiar, Bass University, these group of professional anglers travel around the country, you know, whether it's one of them or multiples, they host these in-depth seminars. It's really a great program. Also, your website, ishmonroe.com, if folks want to keep up with you there. And then I know you're on Twitter. What's your Twitter handle?
Yep. Fish for Ish. It's at Fish for Ish. You can follow me on Twitter, and, you know, every once in a while I'll pop on there and you can drop me a question and I'll hit you back.
Awesome. Awesome. And I do want to thank Yamaha for hooking us up.
Yep.
Always appreciate their help as we're obviously trying to grow this great sport. And, hey, man, I wish you the best of luck for the rest of the season. You're off to a great start, and I wish you continued success.
Thanks. Appreciate it.
All right. Have a good one, Ish.
You too.
All right. There he goes, one of Bass Fishing's biggest personalities, Ish Monroe, currently sitting pretty in fourth place in the Elite Series Angler of the Year standings. Well, let's knock out a quick break. When we come back, we'll be joined by a longtime friend of the show, a good friend of mine, who I had the pleasure of doing a little predator hunting with this past week. So we'll talk some hunting and hear a couple of brand spanking new tunes off his new record, Overnight Success. The great Zane Williams joins us in studio after the break, only on the Cabela's Lone Star Outdoor Show.
And those are Williams boys, they still mean a lot. Hank in Tennessee, I guess we're all gonna be what we're gonna be.
Hey y'all, Cable Smith here to remind you about Game Guard, the official camo of the Lone Star State and the Lone Star Outdoors Show. So whether I'm on the water or in the woods, Game Guard is the name I trust. Hitting the lake for the spring crappie spawn? Choose from 13 different colors in the microfiber vent back fishing shirt. These high quality feather light shirts offer unmatched comfort and performance. And my favorite part, they are virtually wrinkle free, ideal for the outdoorsman or woman on the go. Maybe you're headed out to chase a big gobbler this season. Well, Game Guard's full line of outerwear is Texas Tough, made by Texas hunters for the Texas hunter. So do yourself a favor and visit GameGuard.net for all your hunting and fishing apparel needs. Game Guard, the official camo of the Lone Star Outdoors Show.
Manly Rods, get your hands on one. The Manly Rods Adjust-A-Butt System is the most revolutionary fishing product on the market today. This amazing system increases backbone strength, height, and sensitivity, and allows the fishing rod butt to be adjusted to any desired length. The patent-pending Adjust-A-Butt System is standard on all Manly Rods and available to custom rod builders, which means endless customization possibilities for all you fishermen and fisherwomen. Check out ManlyRods.com. Manly Rods, feel the difference.
Hey everybody, this is Brian Spagnuolo from TexasMotorCars.com. I'm here today to tell you about the best place in Texas to shop for your next vehicle. TexasMotorCars.com is a family-owned and operated business located in Addison, Texas. We have a huge inventory of pre-owned vehicles and specialize in trucks and SUVs. Please visit TexasMotorCars.com today. Come see me, Brian Spagnuolo. Our phone number is 972-481-1660.
We all need a friend in the gun business, and that's why you should check out B&S Guns. Family-owned and operated since 1987, we offer a lifetime warranty on all firearm purchases. At B&S, we have a gunsmith on staff at all times, and our 5,000-square-foot building contains all your hunting and firearm needs. Open 7 days a week, we specialize in Nikon, Leopold, Browning, Remington, Swarovski, Benelli, Zeiss, and many more. Conveniently located in Garland, call 972-226-1816 or visit bsgunstore.com. That's bsgunstore.com. All right, listen up, all you Texas outdoorsmen and women. SDS Outdoors is a top-tier manufacturer and distributor of high-quality, feature-rich, luxury outdoor products. Their product lines include luxury deer blinds, deer blind windows, gun range towers, bow fishing boats, and a whole lot more. Call SDS Outdoors at 214-551-1530 or check them out online at www.sdsoutdoors.com.
Somewhere in East Texas, you're out alone. Well, I can't dry your tears on the telephone. But I'll come back to you, I swear.
Lonely East Texas Nights is the name of that one. Great tune there from Whiskey Myers, bringing us back on the Cabela's Lone Star Outdoor Show, powered by Hoff Power Polaris and Chevy Silverado. I'm your host, Cable Smith. Thank you so much for sharing a part of your weekend with me. As we're about to talk some hunting and hear some brand new Texas country with our next guest, who actually is sitting right here next to me in studio. But real quick, this segment proudly brought to you by Sendero Seed Company, Texas' premier seed company. They've got anything and everything you could possibly need to keep your whitetail herd happy and healthy. So give my buddy Rob Hughes a call at 1-877-610-SEED. He can tell you what you need to plant. He can recommend what you need to plant depending on what region of the state you live in. And he's even got the Dr. Kroll-backed Buck Forage Oats. Check him out at senderoseed.com. Well, moving along here, like I said, our next guest is here in studio today. He's got his guitar. He's ready to rock and roll. He's a good friend and hunting buddy, and as good as it gets when it comes to Texas country music. Zane Williams, welcome back to the show, my friend.
Hey, dude. I look forward to every time you call because I'm like, hey, I'm going to get to go hunting.
Right on, right on. And we had a good time coyote hunting this past weekend, but we'll get into that here in just a little bit. But right. First, you've got big things on the horizon, man. A new record coming out in a couple weeks.
Yes, technically June 4th, I think.
June 4th, okay. So beginning of next month. And we'll get into that here in just a second as well. But Zane, it's really been a whirlwind for you over the last year, year and a half.
It's growing, man. Everything, I'm in a growth phase. The career's growing, the family's growing, and I'm just trying to keep up, dude. And I don't even know where I'm at some days. But, you know, Troubadour, Texas, that TV show I'm on, it's mm-hmm. it's in season two and fixing to go into season three, and I'll still be on it in season three. So, and you know, it's starting to pick up a little traction, seems like. I think they had a lot more viewers this season than last because, you know, they were had more guys like Wade Bowen and Roger Krager and folks on there. And so, I don't know. I had some guy on the street in Nashville last week recognize me and be like, are you that guy in Troubadour, Texas? And then... And then 2 days later, I was down in Houston at a Walgreens getting some medicine for this cold I've got, and some lady at the checkout register was like, hey, are you on Troubadour, Texas? So that made me feel good. Two different states real far away, people were recognizing me.
Uh-huh.
I'm no Duck Dynasty or anything, but, you know, I'm getting there.
Well, Overnight Success, that's the name of the new record. The first single, Sure Felt Like Goodbye, did very well on the Texas music chart. Tell us a little bit about the record.
Yeah, it's 11 songs that I wrote them all by myself, so it's pretty personal, I guess, but that's sort of the way I operate though mm-hmm. too, so it's not anything abnormal. The main thing about this record, it's my best. It's the one that sounds the best. And so far, seems like the feedback is people like the songs on this one as well or better than anything I've ever done. So I'm excited about that. And then we recorded this one mainly in Texas, which that was a first for me too, because, you know, I was in Nashville for 9 years. And even after I moved back, I would tend to go up to Nashville to record just because that's where I knew players and musicians and studios and stuff that I was comfortable with. But in this case, I took the plunge and we recorded at a studio in Denton, and I thought it went great. And then we did a lot of additional recording at a house studio in Dallas and used mainly local players. And so it's a very, you know, not just Texas, but Dallas too, not Austin, you know. So I'm thrilled that I could make a decent sounding record in my own backyard.
Well, like we said, sure felt like goodbye. The first single off the record did very well. The title track, Overnight Success, the next single, and that has already hit the airwaves.
Yep, that's at radio right now, so hopefully your listeners are hearing it.
If not, call in and request it.
Absolutely.
And then something else that's pretty cool, Pat Green has already cut one of the tracks, and will have it featured on his newest CD.
Yep. Yeah, track 11 on my CD is a song I wrote for my boy called While I Was Away, and Pat heard it, actually, because I did the 12-man jam at Billy Bob's, and while I was backstage, I met his manager and ended up playing a song for him, and they played it for Pat, and so I've never met Pat, but he heard the song, loved it, recorded it, and I have heard his version, and it's quite good. I'm excited about it.
Awesome. Well, what do you say we go ahead and take a listen to the original?
Yeah, let's do that.
By the time I made it home, you were already in bed. Chubby cheek pressed to your pillow by a bedtime book you. And I noticed that you looked older than you did yesterday. You've been growing up while I was away. You made a pile of leaves in the front yard. I guess it's already fall. By the look of those pictures your mama took, to you had a ball. And it made me glad but a little sad to see those games you play. Missed a lot of smiles while I was away. And for every dollar I earn, there's a lesson you learn without me there. Every day I'm on the go, I'm praying that you know your daddy cares. 'Cause the hardest part about working hard ain't the bills I gotta pay. It's you growing up while I was away. And I found your note in the kitchen. It's a real work of art. A stick man holding your stick hand with daddy written in a heart. And it got me good 'cause I understood just what you meant to say. You've been missing me too while I was away. And for every dollar I earn, there's a lesson you learn without me there. And every day I'm on the go, I'm praying that you know your daddy cares. 'Cause the hardest part about working hard ain't the bills I gotta pay, it's you growing up while I was away. You know the hardest part about working hard ain't the bills I gotta pay, it's everything I missed while I was away.
Man, I absolutely love that tune, Zane. Especially being a new dad myself. You know, I'm not on the road like you, touring every single weekend. But I do go on a lot of hunting and fishing trips. I tell my wife it's work. I think she's on to me at this point. But now that I have a four-month-old son at home, that song really does hit home.
Yeah, man, the more I sing it out, the more I realize how many people can relate to it, you know, of all walks of life. So I think everybody works hard, and, you know, those are always their precious moments with those kiddos, and you know, you can't be with them 24/7. So,
oh, very touching stuff, man. I know a lot of people have said the same thing. So,
yeah.
Well, hey, let's take a quick break. When we come back, let's cut up a little bit, talk some hunting.
Dude, let's do it.
All right. Well, y'all don't go anywhere. When we come back, we'll recap Zane and I's predator hunt from this past week, and we'll get Zane to play us the title track off the new record, Overnight Success. You're listening to the Cabela's Lone Star Outdoors Show.
With my New York brim and my gold tooth display, nobody give me trouble because they know I got it made. I'm bad. I'm nationwide.
Need to buy a trailer? Well, Big Tex Trailers is DFW's number one source for trailers. In addition to utility trailers, we have the largest selection of cargos anywhere. CM Cargos, Wells Cargos, Hallmark, Cargo Craft, and Pace. You want it, we got it. Come and get it. Call 972-501-0200 or go to BigTexDFW.com. That's Big Tex Trailers, tough as a Texas Longhorn.
Cable Smith here for Magnolite, a Texas-based lighting company that's been outfitting the United States military since the 1960s. Over the past decade, Magnolite has continued to support our troops, but now they have over 200 lights ideal for your hunting and fishing needs, like the 35-watt HID camouflage Go Light Striker with handheld remote. That's 15 million candle power in the palm of your hand, ideal for predator and hog hunting. They also have remote-controlled floodlights, feeder lights, and LED boat lights. So go Texan and go Magnolite. Check them out at www.magnolite.com for all your outdoor lighting needs. If you're in the market for a firearm, you need to know about STI International. Based out of Georgetown, Texas, they're 100% employee-owned and offer the best warranty and customer service in the business. STI is renowned worldwide for exceptional fit and function. The patented 2011 high-capacity system proved so successful in shooting competitions that over 80% of competitors used STI guns or pistols built on STI frames at the USPSA National Championships. To see their full line of premier pistols, visit STIguns.com or check them out on Facebook at STI Firearms. STI, the continuing evolution of the 1911.
Hi, I'm Craig Boddington. I'd like to invite you to become a member of Dallas Safari Club, one of the world's leading hunting and conservation organizations. As a member, you'll receive Game Trails magazine, a monthly newsletter, and invitations to our monthly meetings and special activities. Join Dallas Safari Club, an international organization based in Dallas, supporting hunting and conservation worldwide. For more information, call 800-9-GO-HUNT or visit our website at www.biggame.org.
Frisco Gun Club is a one-of-a-kind facility offering a luxury gun range, club, and retail pro shop, selling firearms, ammo, accessories, and apparel. With 36 handgun lanes and 4 rifle lanes, it's the largest indoor range in the country. Gunsmiths are on-site, and CHL and safety training classes are available. Frisco Gun Club is open to the public and has a variety of annual memberships from entry-level to private VIP club, complete with full bar, cigar room, and upscale dining. Call 855-FRISCO-CLUB, that's 855-FRISCO-CLUB, or visit friscogun.com, opening summer 2013.
Hey everybody, this is Max Stalling, and you're listening to my buddy Cable Smith on Lone Star Outdoor Show.
Well, hello there, Austin. You look to be just fine. Pardon me, San Marcos, but I'm trying to make some time.
Our good friend Max Stalling bringing us back on the Cabela's Lone Star Outdoor Show, powered by Chevy Silverado. And, of course, Hoff Power Polaris. I'm Cable Smith. Thank you so much for tuning in today as we have a very special in-studio guest with us in the great Zane Williams. And we'll pick it back up with Zane momentarily. But first, this segment proudly brought to you by STI Guns and Rudy's Barbecue, where you can stop in for breakfast, lunch, or dinner at one of their convenient Metroplex locations, Rudy's True Texas Style Barbecue. Well, like I said, Zane is still here in studio with us. We're about to talk some hunting. Appreciate you sticking around, brother.
Yes, indeed. I'm still here. I am still here.
Maybe not mentally, but you person, you are actually
That's
still
right.
sitting here.
I was looking through my crosshairs at that that coyote in my memory.
Yeah, that was actually a couple hunts ago. That one, yeah, but
the one that got away.
Yeah, and I wish we could say we've come a long way since then. With but
not so much.
No, the results still are pretty much the same. We
I'm
are
still your bad luck charm, man. I don't know why you keep calling me up.
I think we are either 0-3 or 0-4 on coyote hunts where we've actually killed something. We've called in, I don't know, 7, 8, 10 coyotes, but for one reason or another, none of them have met their end.
Yeah, I'm not very lethal, but I'm working on that. You know, there's only one way to work on it.
That's right. And we actually went hunting this past week out in Kaufman County around Wills Point, Texas, and did a little coyote hunting with a good friend of mine. And you were on point though. This is a little different from, I'd say, the last couple times we went, where you're kind of, you know, we were just kind of figuring things out. No, this time you were ready. You had that scope up the entire time. You're scanning, and unfortunately, the first coyote we called in went over to my friend Brian's side, and well, I guess it was contagious. He had whatever we were having, and yeah, he missed it too.
He missed.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know, I'm being a beginner. I feel like I need to have my gun ready so that, you know, I have that little extra split second to compose myself when the coyote comes into view.
Yeah,
which actually never happened.
not this time.
On this trip.
Well, we saw 5 coyotes, but the problem was we saw, you know, 4 of them when we were driving around the ranch.
Yeah, we saw their hind ends running away from us.
Yeah, yeah. Well, you know, we've seen some funny stuff though, whether it's been in the duck blind or out predator hunting. And one of the craziest things I've ever seen predator hunting was we called in a coyote. Well, actually, excuse me, let me back up. We called in a yellow lab off someone's a neighboring yeah. ranch or farm.
Right.
And this yellow lab comes in.
He like came trotting along. Yeah. Hoo-wee-doo-wee-doo.
And I, you know, with the Burnham Brothers CompuCaller 3 has a remote. So I turn it off and he'd lose interest and he'd start wandering off. I turn it back on. He's like, what is that? And he'd run back over there. And then finally his ears perk up and he takes off like a lightning bolt.
He just kind of let out a little yip and then just turned and ran.
Yeah,
and we turned around to see what was making him run, and up comes this coyote loping up. That was the one that I had full in my sights, just watching him trot along, thinking, oh, he'll stop here in a second, and I'll shoot him then. And then he never stopped, and I'm thinking, well, he's going so slow, he's so close, I'll just let Cable shoot him.
And Cable never got him in his crosshairs.
Never happened.
Yeah, well, there is a learning curve, but I'm beginning to wonder if it's just you, Zane, if you're just bad luck, because, you know, whenever you don't go, we seem to get coyotes on the ground.
Yeah, well, the learning curve for me is to not just wait for Cable to shoot it, you know, next time.
Yeah. Well, hey, I understand that you took Buck out on his first hunt recently,
your
3.5-year-old son.
This is true. Took him out. It was actually back, in February, because it was cold,
mm-hmm.
and he didn't last very long, but he had fun. We, I gave him a little, I guess one of those airsoft guns, or I don't even know what it is. It's a little plastic gun that shoots little plastic
sure.
BBs. So he had that, and it was pretty cool to just see how serious he was about, like, because I was showing him, you know, where the safety is and kind of teaching him some gun safety with it. And he was, even at 3.5, dude, he's like, he takes it real seriously. So that's cool. He's kind of grown up when it comes to stuff like that. He's very cautious and serious about stuff. So we took him out. We were calling it squirrel hunting. We knew we probably weren't going to see that many squirrels, but we were prepared to shoot one if we saw one. But so we ended up just setting up a little target, letting him shoot some BBs at it, and just walking around having some good times. And we had sat down on a log and had some picnic lunch and stuff.
That's what it's all about.
Yeah, and then I obviously had to carry him back to the van on my shoulders.
Yeah.
He was tuckered out.
There you go.
But I look forward to him getting just a little bit bigger. He, in fact, after our hunt, I was telling him on the phone about the hunt, and he was like, are those coyote guns heavy? And I was like, yeah, you're going to have to get bigger and older before you can carry one of those. And he was like, So when you get home, we can do some push-ups together. So he's on his workout regimen. He's getting ready.
Awesome, man. Raise him up right. You've got a future coyote killer in the making, no doubt. Zane, before the break, we talked a little bit about the new record, Overnight Success, coming out June 4th. You played us While I Was Away, a song you wrote about your son, Buck. And I know that the latest single, the title track, has hit the Texas airwaves. So why don't you go ahead and play us Overnight Success?
Goes like this. First you buy an old secondhand amp with the knob that sticks. You plug a cheap Fender in, then you crank it to 10, and you learn a few haggard licks. Then you play every day for about 9 or 10 years, writing songs for your girl and blowing all your money on gear. Then you talk to a drummer who's a friend of a friend at church. He's got a buddy who's been learning the bass, so you get together after work. You stay together 6 months till the band is tight. Book your first big gig on a Friday night. Step up to the mic and pray, remember the words. Then you sing about love, or maybe love gone wrong. And you do a little drinking to a drinking song. Make everybody dance, everybody smile, everybody feel good for a while. When you're done, way to go, you finished step one. Next you borrow 10 grand from your uncle and you make a CD. Good luck paying it back, cause it's a modern day fact, anybody can get it for free. You spend your time online making virtual fans, shopping for a band van while you work for the man, till you book enough gigs you can turn in your 2 weeks. Then you sing about love, or maybe love gone wrong. And you do a little drinking to a drinking song. Make everybody dance, everybody smile, everybody feel good for a while. And when you're through, that's pretty good, but that's just step two, y'all. Step three, glue your hands to a steering wheel. Step four, eat fast food every meal. Step five and six, fire the original band and buy a new van. Step seven, burn out and give it up. Step eight, come back, cause it's what you love. Step nine, you finally break through to the big time. And you get to go on big time hunts with the Lone Star Outdoor Show. And then you sing about love, or maybe love gone wrong. And you put your whole heart and soul in every song. Make Letterman laugh and Leno smile. Stack your awards up in a pile. And guess what's next? Everybody calls you an overnight success. Yeah, you're an overnight success. Hey, and all it really took was 20 years of blood, sweat, and tears. You know what? On second thought, maybe you should just try out for The Voice, dude. I don't know.
All right, love it. And that's actually the latest single off of the record.
Yep, that's our current single. And it just went out to Texas radio a couple weeks ago. So the program directors should have it on their desks by now and be starting to play it here pretty soon. And we're looking at doing some nationwide radio with that as well, and just trying to get the word out there, man. I finally have a good record label it's not a major record label, but it's a good independent record label who believes in me and a good management team, and I've got a great band. So I feel like I finally, that's kind of why I called it Overnight Success, because, you know, I've been doing music for a living for 12 years, but I feel like I finally have the pieces of the puzzle in place for me to really take it to a greater level than I ever have. So after, you know, 12, 15 years or whatever, I'm ready to become an overnight success. So I thought maybe that would be a prophetic title, you know.
And, you know, over the past year or so, you've actually really amped up your touring, really all over Texas, Oklahoma. You're getting into And so folks can check out your touring schedule on your website, figure out when when you're going to be in their neck of the woods. I know you're playing in Lubbock coming up here, next weekend.
Yep. Lubbock and Green Hall. We play there pretty regular these days, and, dates in Houston and Austin and just anywhere we can go. I mean, we're going statewide. There's so many great places to play in Texas, man. It's the promised land for stuff like that. But living in Dallas, we're also close to Oklahoma. It's an easy drive for us, and so we're wanting to go to all those places and more, wherever we can go to spread the good music, man. I'm tired of complaining about how bad country music is these days. I want to get out there and change it for the better. That's my goal.
And you know, it seems like whenever we're driving back from our hunts, I get on my high horse and start talking about how I just call them country douchebags.
Yeah.
And no offense to anyone out there who likes some of that music, you know, Jason Aldean or Luke Bryan. But I, not only do I feel like a five-year-old could have written the lyrics, but I don't get the skinny jeans. I don't get the chain wallet in country music. I mean, what if I wanted to listen to the Sex Pistols, fine. But give me a break. And then, of course, all of them have these huge leather bracelets slapped on the wrist that are, I mean, big enough that you could probably make a designer woman's handbag just out of the leather that they've got wrapped around their wrist. I mean, it looks stupid and it sounds even worse.
I'm all for good music in its various genres, but I do think that I just love country music, like, you know, storytelling songs and songs with kind of rootsy instrumentation, and I think there's something worthy about that genre, and I don't want to see it just go by the wayside just because rock or rap or hip hop or some other pop music is more, I don't know, popular flavor of the month for some reason. I don't think it has to be that way. I think if you do country music right, that it's just as universal as any of those other genres. So that's my goal, is to really do country music, but do it in a way that, you know, it's universal and people love it.
Mm-hmm. And speaking of people loving your music, I know this was the first year you actually went to a music fest in Colorado.
Yeah.
And you had a chance to, I guess, really wow some of the guys in the industry that you look up to.
Yeah, it was cool. The last night I got invited up to Randy Rogers's, you know, suite, and there were a lot of cool artists there hanging out. Randy and Wade Bowen and Daryl Dodd and Bruce Robinson, and Johnny Lee was he was there. Kind of holding court, you know, playing all his hits, you know, looking for love in all the wrong places.
Classic.
And all that stuff. So anyway, I played, what did I play? I played while I was away, and Johnny Lee was like, oh man, son, I love that song. That touches me right there. And then I played another song, I don't know, maybe Pablo Maria or On a Good Day or something. And Johnny Lee looked at me and he goes, now, son, I ain't gay, but if I was, I believe you'd be the one. So I took that as a compliment.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah, yeah. But anyway, yeah, that was cool, and it was cool getting to rub shoulders with those guys. I really like Randy Rogers' music, and Wade, too. Wade's such a nice guy. I've opened several shows for him now. He's on Troubadour, Texas a lot.
Mm-hmm.
So... yeah, man. The more I do in the Texas music scene, the more of a fit that I feel like it is, and I don't know. It's cool that even the biggest names in the Texas music scene are still approachable people.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, there's no doubt. Well, Zane, it's always great to have you in studio, buddy.
Yeah, man.
And
absolutely,
I certainly enjoy our unsuccessful hunting trips that we seem to always go on.
Hey, dude, we're bound to hit one eventually.
Well, I mean, you take all the predator hunts, duck hunts. Yeah, I think we've actually had we did have one really solid duck hunt and a couple decent ones.
We've spilled some blood.
Yeah.
There's no question.
Well, hey, y'all, check it out. The new record, Overnight Success, comes out June 4th. Also, you can follow Zane on Twitter or visit his website at zanewilliamsmusic.com. Hey, man, always a pleasure. And I look forward to getting out and doing a little fishing here with you in a couple weeks.
All right. Thanks. Call me anytime.
We'll do it, brother. There he goes, Zane Williams, one of the best things going on the Texas country scene. Let's knock out a quick break. When we come back, we'll be joined by the president of the Salina Bass Club, Mark Roundy, There is a tournament coming up here in just a couple weeks. Its sole purpose is to raise funds for the families of those first responders who were killed in the chemical plant explosion that rocked the small town of West Texas. So Mark will be here in studio with us, and we'll talk some bass fishing and, of course, clue you in on how to get involved with this one-of-a-kind tournament. It certainly is for a great cause. That's coming up after the break. You're listening to the Cabela's Lone Star Outdoor Show.
Whoa, let's get started. Who knows when we'll be parted? No time to be downhearted on this night. And let's play some good old music. My
Ben Lofton Fencing is Texas' premier fencing company. They apply a design it right, build it right the first time mindset to all projects. And with 15 plus years experience, there's no job they won't tackle. Ben Lofton Fencing specializes in deer and exotic game fences, breeder and handling facilities, water gaps, as well as farm and ranch fences, and corrals and working pens. Better Business Bureau certified, they offer the quality and personal service you expect. So for your next fencing project, go Texan and call Mr. Lofton himself at 254-709-1320 or visit benloftonfencing.com. Do you have a hog problem at your ranch or deer lease? We have the solution. The System Hog Trap comes in two sizes, 17-foot and 30-foot diameter traps. After you trap the hogs, take the top section off the trap and use it for another feeder site to keep the hogs away from the feeder. The System is both a trap and a deer food plot fence. That way you don't waste your money on just a hog trap. Call 940-391-3669 or visit www.goinfencing.com. That's goinfencing.com.
Hey everybody, this is Brian Spegnall from TexasMotorCars.com. I'm here today to tell you about the best place in Texas to shop for your next vehicle. TexasMotorCars.com is a family-owned and operated business located in Addison, Texas. We have a huge inventory of pre-owned vehicles and specialize in trucks and SUVs. Please visit TexasMotorCars.com today. Come see me, Brian Spegnall. Our phone number is 972-481-1660.
2011 Z521 Ranger boat with a 250 Pro XS Mercury motor. Falcon rods, Lowrance electronics, and Lake Fork trophy lures are just a few of the perks you'll enjoy when fishing with Lake Fork fishing guide Heath Hardwick. Customer service is Heath's primary goal. Well, that and putting you on the fish of a lifetime at the legendary Lake Fork, Heath has built his business on integrity. His passion is bass fishing, and he loves sharing a lifetime of knowledge with all of his customers. So call Heath Hardwick at 903-440-2358 or visit him at heathhardwick.com. That's heathhardwick.com.
The new Bobcat utility vehicle is here at Bobcat of Dallas and Fort Worth.
And it's hungry.
Get ready to work like an animal and love it. Powerful, ultra-comfortable, and sure-footed, this lineup of vehicles delivers legendary Bobcat performance. So you can sink your teeth into a wide range of jobs. With twice the horsepower, 1,850 pounds of payload capacity, and four-wheel independent suspension, you will love it. Stop in at Bobcat of Dallas and Fort Worth to see for yourself.
Howdy, this is Robert Earl Keen, and you're listening to the Lone Star Outdoor Show.
Up this morning, before the sun, fix me some coffee and a honey bun. Jumped in the pickup, gave her the gas, I'm going out to catch a 5-pound
bass. Classic Robert Earl Keen tune, bringing us back here on the Cabela's Lone Star Outdoor Show, powered by Chevy Silverado and Hoff Power Polaris. I'm your host, Cable Smith. Thank you so much for tuning in today. I appreciate each and every one of you. Man, we are almost out of time here. This segment proudly brought to you by Cabela's, the world's foremost outfitter. Without further delay, it's my pleasure to welcome Salina Bass Club President Mark Roundy, who joins us now in studio. Mark, thanks for dropping in.
Cables, I'm glad to be here, sir.
My pleasure, my pleasure. And you know, Mark, most of our listeners are probably familiar with the town of West for the sole reason that the check stop is right there off of 35. And many, many weary travelers over the years have enjoyed a kolache or a pastry from the check stop. But anyway, on April 17th, a chemical explosion rocked the small Texas community. 14 people were killed, many of which were first responders. And before we talk about this bass tournament benefiting the families of those victims, I understand this was a long time coming for you, and I'll let you explain that.
Yeah, okay, well, back in 07, I lost my cousin in Iraq. I seen both sides of the table. I've been on the side of the grieving family, and it was devastating to us. But I've also seen the outpouring and generosity of the human spirit. And when this came about, I wanted to make something happen. Mm-hmm. And I've got friends that are in the fire department, in the volunteer fire department here in Solana and in Frisco. They're like brothers. If something happened to them, I want to be right there for them, just like I am for these guys here. So it's a brotherhood all the way around.
Well, you know, your life experiences have led you to, like you said, want to do something, want to give back, and it's resulted in the West First Responders Benefit Bass Tournament taking place Sunday, June the 2nd, out at Lake Ray Roberts.
First cast will be at 6:30. Last cast will be at 3 o'clock. The guys will come in that morning and do a live well check and registration, and then they're free to go whatever ramp they choose to go to. They can trailer and come back and be in line by 3:30 to weigh in, and away we go after that. Oh, Katie barred the door. Here we go.
Right, and the check-in and weigh-in are at Lake Ray Roberts Marina. Tell us about the format of the tournament.
It's a two-man team tournament. It's an open tournament. We didn't put any qualifications on this just because it is a benefit tournament. If you're a guide and you want to come out and fish, if you're a pro, you want to come out and fish, it doesn't matter because bottom line is this. Everybody that comes out and fishes, that money goes to the first responders of West and their families. Mm-hmm. And that's what we're here about. We're about raising money for this and not about getting jackpot.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Right. And I believe the entry fee per team is $100.
Entry fee would be $100 per team. Also, there's a big bass pot per person. So that's $20 big bass pot per person or $140 a boat. 100% the big bass pot will be paid out to the winner of a big bass.
Mm-hmm.
100% of the entry fees will be donated back to West and the families of the volunteer fire department.
Very cool. And I understand right now you're in the process of trying to get actual purse going. That's all, you know, that all depends on how many teams get registered. And then, of course, lots of people are making donations, which is also key. I know you expect a lot of teams, somewhere in the neighborhood of hopefully 200 teams.
The way we look at it, the more the better. But if we can get 200 teams, it's going to be a great day for West and the volunteer fire department down there.
Right on. And oh, before I forget, I do want to say thanks to Terry Manley of Manley Rods for alerting me to this tournament. He's a good sponsor of ours, makes a great rod, and I'm sure that he'll be out there that day as well.
Yeah, I met Terry yesterday for the first time, and he kind of blew me away a little bit. he stepped up to the plate and donated 5 rods.
Wow.
And
I've got one of those rods. They're pretty sweet prize.
I haven't seen them yet. He's keeping them kind of like top secret to me. So, but yeah, Terry's going to be out there. He's going to have a booth out there, and he's basically taking his staff and pro staff teams and support teams, and it's kind of carte blanche. Whatever I need, he's willing to help me out with it. So if they're going to be out there helping registration, doing live well checks first thing in the morning. And he's going to be out there all day. So I'm hoping everybody comes out and checks Manly Rods out.
Well, we appreciate Manly Rods stepping up. Let's talk about some of the other raffle and auction items that will highlight the event.
We've got a two-man bass boat.
Nice.
With a battery and a trolling motor and 2 chairs that's been donated. It's about a $900 value. We've got TFO rods, we've got Manly rods, we've got Legacy rods. We've got a guided half-day trip for 2 on Lake Amistad. We've got a full-day trip for 2 with one-night lodging on Falcon.
Wow.
And things just coming in more and more and more every day.
Right on. Right on. Well, the website address is westbenefittourney.com if folks want to check that out. I understand you also have a Facebook page.
We do have a Facebook page. It's West First Responders Bass Tournament on Facebook. You can go and check it out there. Also, you can go to any of the websites for the 4 clubs that came together. Something that I did when I started looking at this whole process is I wanted to do more.
Mm-hmm.
And I made some phone calls and sent some emails, and I brought in 4 other bass clubs here locally in North Texas. I brought in the McKinney Bass Club, I brought in the Ray Hubbard Bass Club, and I brought in North Texas Bass Anglers. None of these guys I've ever met before in my life. Hmm. And I threw this out to them, and all of them came in with open arms. And the guys in those clubs, I just can't thank enough.
That's awesome.
So you can go to those websites for those bass clubs, and you can link to anything that has to do with this tournament.
Right on. And, you know, it's just great to see fellow Texans looking out for each other. And I fully expect this type of stuff from you or from me or from our listeners. There's something about folks who love the outdoors. I don't know what it is, but it's just they really step up to the plate when others are in a time of need.
Maybe non-PC to say this, but it's the redneck in all of us. You know what I mean? It's we just guys that hunt and fish, and we just have a different way of life. And it's we got each other's back no matter what. Mm-hmm. So it's a brotherhood and a sisterhood.
Yes, sir. Well, hey, we certainly appreciate your time today. We're looking forward to a great turnout Sunday, June the 2nd. It's the West First Responders Benefit Bass Tournament. It's for a great cause. And the website, once again, westbenefittourney.com.
Can I say one more
sure.
thing real quick? We're looking at guaranteeing first, second, and third place. We're not quite sure what that's going to be, but it's going to be a pretty substantial amount for four small bass clubs coming together. So stay tuned, because it's going to be pretty exciting.
We are certainly looking forward to it.
200 boats, guys. We need 200 teams. Thank you.
All right, Mark. Thanks for joining us in studio. Man, we are out of time today. We appreciate Mark as well as Zane Williams for being here. And, of course, Ish Monroe joining us on the Lone Star Outdoor Show hotline. We'll do it again next week, same time, same place. Thanks to all of our sponsors for making this show possible. Thanks to you, the listener, for being a part of the Cabela's Lone Star Outdoor Show. Until next time, I'm Cable Smith saying, y'all have a great week in the outdoors.
Guns and religion, religion and guns. I claim to both. Apologize.
Chevy Silverado is the most dependable, longest-lasting, full-size pickup on the road, and that's just what you'd expect from your truck, the Chevy Silverado. From worksite to home front, dependability, based on longevity, 1981 through July 2012, full-size pickup registrations.
BioBore EB is the premier gasoline additive that combats the negative effects ethanol has on an engine. Its comprehensive formula is designed to protect marine engines and marine environments, yet also works great in all 2- and 4-stroke engines. It prevents phase separation and ethanol-related engine problems while stabilizing fuel for 18 months. BioBore's detergents also clean the entire fuel system of carbon and varnishes. BioBore EB has the best treat rate in the industry. 1 ounce treats an amazing 15 gallons of gas. Available at your local sporting goods store or visit BioBore.com today.
Cinnamon Creek Ranch is not your typical archery club. It's a one-of-a-kind archery facility with indoor and outdoor ranges, a full pro shop, and 6 different 3D courses. Cinnamon Creek was designed by hunters for hunters. Located on 80 acres in Roanoke, Texas, and offering over 200 3D targets to shoot at, this one-of-a-kind event facility was designed with the bow hunter in mind. Call 817-439-8998 or visit us at CinnamonCreekRanch.com. That's CinnamonCreekRanch.com.
Howdy, folks. I'm Lee Hoffbauer for Hoffbauer's Outdoor Superstore in Gulfway, Texas. We hope you love listening to the Lone Star Outdoor Show, because we do, and we're proud to be a title sponsor. Now, listen up. We here at Hoffbauer Outdoor Superstore have got some great deals for you folks that love the great outdoors. Whether you're needing a brand new Polaris ATV or maybe a Polaris Ranger to ride around, check your deer feeders, get to and from the deer blind, maybe to get you down to the dove patch, whatever your needs are, we can fix you up with a brand new Polaris today. Now, we're also a New Holland tractor and equipment dealer. Now, I'm just speculating, but maybe you need a new tractor and shredder to shred around your deer blinds, maybe clean up around deer camp, or maybe even shred a few lanes in the old sunflower patch. Now, we've got lots more than just Polaris and New Holland, so come check us out today, Hoffbauer's Outdoor Superstore in Gulfway, Texas. You can check us out on the web at hpolaris.com. Better yet, just come see us. Highway 84 West in Gulfway, Texas, and in Central Texas for over 48 years now. And folks, we couldn't have stuck around this long. We were steering you wrong.